We are back in session. I'm going to ask Carol Chalk, if she's here, to do Resolution O because I'm told it's going to be quick.
You want me to do O now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm happy to do that.
All right.
It's the same role.
All right, please take your seats.
Okay. I would like to move, proudly, Resolution O, Adoption of Local Law Number A of 2011, amending the county code in relation to road preservation by temporarily excluding certain traffic that would materially injure county roads, and I so move.
Is there a second? Leslin seconds. Mike, well, I'll give Carol a shot, and then Mike.
Madam Chair, we've had a long process here with this law. I think we have a good law at this point, but we've had some more comments tonight, a public hearing, and I think we ought to take a little bit of time to digest them. And what I would like to do at this point is to move to postpone this resolution until our next meeting.
Sir, Pam seconds that motion. I'm going to ask Jonathan to speak.
Yeah, just a brief explanation. The highway manager put on everybody's desk a picture, two pictures, and I just want to briefly explain what they are and why. Most construction projects these days use this, what Bill is referring to as a Class 8 truck with dump body. It's often called a two-axle truck. You always only count the rear axles, or a 10-wheeler. That's pretty much the standard truck used in construction industry today on pretty much every construction project. They'll be that or bigger. And in fact, if you saw that YouTube video, they were using three-axle trucks on that one, which would be considerably bigger than this. This is pretty much standard. It's also what Bruno was referring to in his comments, where he said that they're weighed about 35 tons. Bill has it at 33 tons. But that tends to be the general traffic, or what's generally used on construction projects, including on a fracking project when they're bringing in the material to gravel or material to build the pad. So this is a pretty standard truck that's just used most commonly on all kinds of construction projects, this or bigger. And it's just to give people an idea of what they weigh, because I know for most people talking about 30 tons or 33 tons or something like that is sort of vague because you don't picture that in your mind. But so the standard 10-wheel, two-axle dump truck, which is full, weighs between 33 tons and 35 tons. So just so people get a vision of what it is, because we've used 30 tons in the law, and people, there's a lot of discussion about whether that's high or low. The pretty standard dump truck loaded is about 33, 35 tons. That's the only point of that, and to show you what it looks like, and that's pretty common in the construction industry. The second picture is a tractor and tank trailer. That's actually a pretty large one, but that's the sort of truck which would carry water to like a fracking site or water away from a tracking site. This is a large one. It weighs like 51 tons. It has 8,500 gallons. They hit 30 tons at about 4,000 gallons, and anything bigger than that would be weigh more than 30 tons. Typically, you know, on like, for example, a fracking project, they run between 5 and 8. If you picture like in your mind that a fracking well has, and the numbers vary greatly, but usually between 2 million to 9 million gallons of water. If you used something smaller than 4,000 gallons, which would be 30 tons, you'd be making a heck of a lot of trips. So they don't do that. So this is just to give you an idea of the sort of trucks that we're talking about and we're trying to address in the law. And, you know, because I realize that it's hard for people to envision what a large or 30 tons looks like. So that's the purpose of those handouts.
Is that what's called Class 10?
Class 10 is larger. this is... Oh, you mean, is the second one called the Class 10? Yes. I thought you meant the first one, which is smaller. Right, okay.
Point of order. I am confused here because we have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
And it just, I thought we should be addressing ourselves to that motion.
I know. And when the attorney raises his hand, I think that's kind of where he's going. But I just wanted to let him finish. So the motion on the floor is to postpone to our next legislative meeting. So discussion on that item. Carol?
Yeah. It may be that after we talked about it here for a while, we would decide that we needed to postpone tonight. I was kind of hoping we could, that motion would be withdrawn, at least so we could have some discussion about where we might be headed. This process has gone on for months. We've had all comments. I now did get out this file.
Okay.
That had been available for months. A lot of what we heard, I think, you know, was not really new information. The committee and also in this file have been these pictures and information about size of trucks. The staff and the committee and the legislature have all had a chance to review. The law applies. You know, we heard some things about whether the assumptions about where the law applies, and I think we've established that the law applies across the board. It addresses the extraordinary burden of larger projects. And those larger projects continue to come in to our municipalities for permitting. The city of Ithaca, I don't know where they stand on the College Town Terrace project. Do they actually have their building permits yet, which is at the point at which this law kicks in. There's synchrotron projects and dredging projects, and I don't know what other large projects are out there that, if we table this, are going to be permitted before we have a chance to pass our law. So I was hoping we could pass this tonight. If we weren't coming to agreement about that, I was prepared to withdraw it until we felt like we had legislators' questions answered.
Peter, then Brian, then Will. The question's been called. Is there a second? Will seconds that. So the question is whether this will be postponed till next meeting. If you're in favor of that, please raise your hand. So I'm in favor of calling the question on that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 12 opposed to calling a question, 3. So that passes 12 to 3. The question is called to postpone until next legislative meeting. All in favor of that, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 opposed. 4 opposed. That passes 11 to 4. We will come back at the next legislative meeting. Dooley?
We heard some comments from the public tonight. Simply postponing our vote on this doesn't say that any work is going to be done to change the resolution. And I really hoped we could have some sense of what staff should look at and some work being done. But if we're just putting this off, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Can I ask Mike what he had in mind when he said postpone it?
Because I, for one, wanted to have a chance to think about some of the comments that were made tonight. Sometimes we get criticized for having public hearings and immediately taking action as though we aren't listening. And I think we've been listening real well to people. I think this will continue that.
Well, can we give staff some sense of direction as part of this delay?
I think staff heard the comments. I hope they'll come back and the issue of the number of trucks and the size, and those are the two critical issues, if we can have a response.
I heard the suggestion that we use easels instead of trips, and I thought that might be worth exploration.
Is there an F&I committee between now and the next legislature meeting?
There is an F&I meeting on... So there's a meeting tomorrow morning, but that's to do our budget.
Right.
And then what's the date? The first Friday in
Can I ask that you put this on the agenda?
September 2nd is our time.
Yeah, would you like us to have assemble the working group again to review this?
No, I just want the committee to talk about it one more time. Carol, Kathy, and then did you have your hand up, Leslie?
No, I did not.
Okay, Kathy.
Okay, so we're going to possibly have some revisions. Then we'll have to set a date for a public hearing again because of the revisions or possible anyway, I need some help talking about this because it seemed to me like it's a minimum of two meetings until we get to act on this. Is that right?
If the committee comes back with a recommendation to change the law from what's here, then yes, that's right. Jonathan, do you want to add anything to that?
Well, that raises several different... you have to do another public hearing if there are significant changes. And there are lots of law without going into it, what is significant, what is not. You know, if we went from 1,000 to 1,001, that's not going to be significant, and it's a thin line. You know, obviously at some point it is significant. But also it would have to, if there are significant changes, it would also have to come back and sit on the desks of the legislators, and we'd have to have another public hearing if there are significant changes. But I don't, you know, that would be kind of jumping ahead because I have no idea what would be done at committee.
So my follow-up is, then, is it or is it not practical to set a public hearing for the next meeting of the legislature, which would assume that changes that might be made at committee won't be substantive?
Well, if the changes aren't substantive, and it's more than substantive, they have to be somewhat significant.
Significant, yeah.
Right. If they aren't, then there'd be no reason to have another public hearing. Only if they are would there be a reason to have another
public hearing. So we have voted to refer to postpone this. If F&I comes out and they have decided at their next committee meeting that they would just a second, Carol, that they would like to propose any changes, they can bring forth a resolution that there be a new public to set a new public hearing. That's within the realm of F&I to do, and that would come to our next legislature meeting instead of passage of this law. And I think we're ready to move on because...
If you asked about dates, and I have my calendar...
I don't need the dates exactly. Well, I just want to confirm that there is another meeting of F&I. Okay,
I don't think we have a good answer to this question Kathy is raising here because our next F&I meeting is on Friday, September 2nd. That is only two business days before our meeting, which would be September 6th. Should we need to set a new hearing, we would move that on the 6th, have the hearing on the 20th. So it would not be till September 20th. So that is the answer. I want to make sure we answered the question.
Okay. All right. We've already voted on this. This whole thing is pretty out of order. Peter?
You know, I find myself with these public hearings on issues that I'm really not fully involved in not very helpful because there's no dialogue. People make statements. I can't evaluate them, and I never hear an answer to it. I just wonder if it's possible at the next meeting to have the committee give a response to what we heard. I hate to be in the situation of voting where people have made substantive objections to it, and I have no idea whether they're
okay.
Sensible
the chair of the
or
committee
not.
Has heard the request, and I trust that she'll be able to handle it and take care of it and inform us of responses if necessary. All right, I'm going to go to the Capital Plan Review Committee, which is on the agenda for Resolution Q. No, not Q. T, right? And I will ask the vice chair of the committee, Dooley Kiefer, to make the motion.
Is that the T in our packet you're talking about?
Yes.
The title says COVID to Old Library temporarily. Recommending the temporary relocation of the County Office for the Aging to the Old Library and the permanent move of the Community Justice Center to the Human Services Annex.
And you move.
That's
what's passed by the committee. All right.
I'll move what the committee passed.
All right.
Seconding.
Is there a second?
T in the...
It is T.
T.
T's in Tom.
You.
C for Tom.
And is there a second?
I think, did you second it?
No, no.
Somebody over there.
No, I'm...
All right, Mike Lane seconds the resolution. Dula, do you want to speak to it?
Or yes. At the Capital Plan Review Committee meeting, which was long and lots of information was shared, it was a revelation to me at an earlier Capital Plan Review Committee meeting how the size of the old Carpet Bazaar building, the Human Services Annex building, is made to order for the Community Justice Center. It is more space than COFA needs. In fact, when we voted to buy it, it was for COFA and an undesignated human services agency because it's too big for COFA. And once I learned that the Community Justice Center was the right size for that building, it set me off on a tear to find another location downtown for COFA because I fully believe COFA should be centrally located. And what came out of the Capital Plan Review Committee seemed like a reasonable approach to buy us time to wait, for example, until we get, at the end of September, a report from the Center of Government study, which may well include suggestions for how to add whatever space we need in ways less than building a brand new center of government. And that may include information that would be relevant to the relocation of COFA and or the Center of Justice. So what came out of Capital Plan Review made sense to me, and that's what I moved. And I wanted to give that background so the public had a little sense about it.
Mike and then Peter.
I just wanted to say at the committee meeting, it didn't appear that any of the options had a majority to pass. And I believe, Frank, you also said that we would support this resolution to get it to the floor for debate. But I, for one, said I wasn't necessarily going to vote for it.
Okay. Peter.
I would like to move a substitute resolution. It also has the same name, resolution number T, T for Tango. It's in yellow, and it's on your tables.
It's a different title. Peter, please read it.
It has a different title. It's called Recommending the Temporary Relocation of the County Office for the Aging to the Human Services Annex.
And if it receives
a second, I'd like to speak to it.
And that's seconded by Will. So Peter, go ahead.
I'd like to first off describe the problem. The problem is that we have two important services that we give to the community. The Community Justice Center and the COFA, the Office for the Aging, which are not do not have a stable location at the moment. One of them doesn't have a stable location. The other one does not have an acceptable location. COFA does not have a stable organization, a stable place to work in because they're being evicted from their place in the basement of the courthouse. And the Criminal Justice Center does not have an acceptable location. I walked through that location yesterday, and I believe that this is below our minimum standards for a program that we consider important and a necessary part of our function. I think we have an obligation to both of these programs to make sure that they have a location which can fulfill their mission in as quickly as we can. We have that problem to solve. Let me, in the first place, mention just the title of this substitute resolution, Recommending the Temporary Relocation. Let me focus for a minute on the word temporary. To my mind, the word temporary is redundant. Whether it's there or not, everything is temporary. What could be more permanent than the location of this legislature in the courthouse? That certainly is a permanent location, but it's not going to be, we're not going to be located here in a year from now. This is indeed a temporary location. And I think we have to look at all of our offices in that same way, that missions change, needs change, different opportunities arise, and that and that whatever location they have, I would hope would be the best that we can do at the moment. But if the situation changes, then we are obliged to find different locations for that. I think that in any new construction that we do, we ought to keep that in mind, new construction or renovation. Namely, that we should strive to keep our renovations or new construction in a flexible way, so that it can be configured for the current need of the building, but can be reconfigured with modest cost to whatever changes or different locations come along in the future. And this resolution asks that to be done in this particular instance. Very simply, what the resolution suggests is that for the moment, since the need for COFA is more urgent than the need for the Community Justice Center, for the same reason that we have to get out of this building, is that COFA is being evicted from its location in the basement. And we must find a place where they can carry on their mission. We bought this property for that. It may be that this property is better suited to Criminal Justice Center, but the need of COFA is more immediate. And so essentially what this resolution says is that we should renovate the Human Service Annex in a flexible fashion so that, in principle, it could accommodate either COFA or the Community Justice Center, that initially the COFA be located in that building because its need is more urgent, but we cannot neglect the Community Justice Center. The Community Justice Center needs a better place to fulfill its function. And so what we say is that we should make that a very high priority to search out either a place where the Community Justice Center can be located, or a place where COFA could be located, in which case the COFA could be located in that new center as long as that center did satisfy its programmatic needs, and Community Justice Center could be relocated in the Carpet Bazaar. That's the essential message of the resolution.
Thank you. I've got Jim, Nathan, Frank, and then I'm going to say something as a little bit of my report, but it might help clarify something. Jim and then Nathan.
I want to take this opportunity to substitute Resolution Q in your packet, and that's on page 33. And it's COFA to Brown Road, permanently recommending the relocation of the County Office for the Aging to the County's Department of Health building and the Community Justice Center, the Human Service Annex, pending committee action 811-11. And I would move that.
Isn't there a substitution on floral?
We can do, Jonathan, we've got the motion to substitute on the floor. Jonathan?
Yeah, you can do one more. Substitute one.
Okay.
Substitution.
He's substituting for the substitution.
Right.
Right. And
okay.
You can do that.
Okay. So that Q has been moved, a motion to substitute Q. Is there a second? Seconded by Mike.
Let me just explain my point of view, and I agree with Peter on many respects of what he just said and what's in his resolution, especially the urgency to find a home for COPA. And interestingly enough, this whole issue for me, and I may be criticized for this, and I'm willing to take the criticism, this is a real estate deal for us. Concerning buildings that we own with program implications, we have $1 million office space on Brown Road, where 10.5 people would fit nicely into a space that will be vacated by the CHA as that moves forward. We will spend $1.3 million to renovate the annex in a fashion that would make it usable for almost any office space operation, office operation and or community justice. And what that would do for us immediately or within a year, it would free up the library to go back on the tax roll and be a plus to the community in terms of, you know, adding revenue. I think what we would do with that is to put it out and see what kind of development could take place there over time. We know we have a building that would probably cost us $1 million to just to take down ourselves because of asbestos and other things. There's a cost to COFA moving to Brown Road. It's roughly $350,000 with interior work and highway work out in front so that, have buses and things like that could take place at that point. My sense of all this is that, number one, it's the cheapest way to go for the county now and in the future. It opens up the library to be potentially developed. It puts the community justice program in the downtown area, which, as we renovate the building, would be there. And I believe, and I've said it to the director, that if need be, the county would support adding another person to the COFA department to deal with some of the things that they would have to deal with. I'm a member of this group of people that is increasing in Tompkins County, i.e. senior citizen and all of that. And I'm taking from Lisa the numbers that she's talked about and people in the back of the room have talked about, trying to figure out, you know, what kind of staff will we need to supply the services we have. And in my sense, I think adding one person to Lisa's budget could satisfy some of that. And I will say that I believe we could put that person in the bottom of or in the old jail where we operate most of our meetings, Tompkins County Public Library, if need be, or find a location downtown that would not cost us anything for a satellite operation. I think by moving COFA to Brown Road, that we would end up with the part of the county uniquely served by having that building in their area, Lansing, Dryden, parts of the town of Ithaca, town of Groton. We would then substitute what we are downtown, having people be able to come downtown and deal from my area, Enfield, town of Newfield, parts of Danby, and the town of Ithaca. I think it's a legitimate way to go. I have great sympathy for some of the emails that I've received and the fact that people can't and won't be able to get to a place on Brown Road. I just don't believe that. I think if you're a mobile senior, you're going to get to Brown Road if you're looking for the many services we have. If you're not a mobile senior, it doesn't matter where the office is. You're going to have somebody else doing that, or you're going to have someone in your family doing that, or some other advocate in the community. And I know full well that I live in a community that has great amount of advocacy available for all kinds of services. So, in short, that's why I think we should go there, and I think it would work well for the department to go there, and we would solve a whole bunch of problems and fill up a building using the new building and begin to think about how to put the library back on the tax roll.
I'm going to honor the order that had already raised their hands, Nathan and Frank. Nathan, do you want to speak on this motion to substitute?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. It's all related anyway. I was originally in favor of the Brown Road move mainly because it makes financial sense. I mean, it does. It's quite clear. However, I've since changed my position because I've been doing a lot of door-to-door this summer, and And I've had a lot of conversations with people that didn't email me about this one issue. I know there's a mayoral forum where this was a prominent issue that was discussed at other community events. A lot of people have been talking about this. But door-to-door, this is the top thing that's been talked about. So it really is a big issue for people. And people want it downtown. They want it downtown because it's accessible in terms of public transportation especially. I mean, everything, all buses come downtown. And I don't know how many of you have taken the bus up to the airport, the airport area, but it's a feat. I mean, I've actually, during the snowy days, I've taken the bus to the movie theaters, right, to find something to do, and my car wouldn't be able, I couldn't dig out my car. And still, that alone would take 30 to 40 minutes. I mean, or longer, right? And I can just imagine what it's like for a senior that's coming from Trumansburg to go all the way downtown, make transfers, and go all the way up to Brown Road. I mean, downtown is centrally located. Also, you know, in terms of density and having, you know, our nodal development and having walkable cities, it makes sense to have this service downtown. And so, you know, there's a whole host of reasons why I support keeping it downtown and why I will not support in moving to Brown Road. And then in terms of Peter's resolution, I am going to speak to it because it's all related. I think it's a good resolution because it provides us the flexibility that we need moving forward. It doesn't necessarily lock us into a position that would put us in greater financial harm other than, you know, once the initial decision of moving downtown is accepted. So I think it's a good, flexible, compromise position, and I'm willing to support that tonight.
Okay, let's try to stay on this note, the substituting the Brown Road resolution. Frank, do you want to talk?
Thank you, Madam Chair. although some of us have considered this because of the cost savings, I think I was not supportive of this in committee, and some of you know that I have not been supportive of it throughout the process. Not because the Brown Road facility isn't beautiful, but much of what has already been said regarding adjacencies and convenience. But I'm looking a little bit down the road at what the health department's going to need. From a space standpoint, and I used this example the other day when we were discussing this in capital programs, if the state passes the DEC's recommendation regarding the SDEIS, they're going to ask the health departments or the counties, and it'll be our health department, to oversee any concerns that are raised regarding potential well contamination complaints. And my suspicion is that that means a proposed increase in staff at the health department. Maybe I'm down the road a little bit, but that's the kind of planning we ought to be doing. Right, Ed? Using that word that Carol chastised me for before. I think the added space that the health department is going to need will be absorbed rather quickly by not only existing programs, but potentially new programs that are health department related. I think Nathan has already described many of the arguments that I would support regarding other services downtown, bus service, et cetera. And I don't want to go on and on. But I think it's appropriate to give this one some airing so that we can hear some of the other concerns that some of you might have. But at this point in time, I don't intend to support this move.
All right, I'm going to take the turn I asked for, and then Carol. I won't support the motion to substitute, but I really want to thank Arel and Joe. Back in June, before we voted on the CHA, the committee, we were about to vote to have the architects start designing for COFA to go into the Human Services Annex. And the committee said, go back and do one more real estate search. You know, look again for both Justice and COFA. And they went and did the work. And then subsequently, we voted to divest to the CHA. And then the idea came up that COFA would fit in that space. It was a tremendous amount of work that Joe and Arel have gone through, and other staff as well, but especially the two of them, to go through to to really follow the direction of the legislature, to be creative, to look around to see what was available and come back to us with a very competent and creative proposal that has a lot of merits to it. I mean, I have to say, the health department staff likes being there. I haven't heard any complaints about clients not liking being there, but it is true the health department moved from one out-of-downtown location to a different out-of-downtown location. It's a little different to take a downtown function and move it up the hill. So I think this is an excellent proposal. I really appreciate the work that went into it. I think the public spoken, and I think it's important for us to accommodate the program downtown. So I appreciate the work that's gone into this, but I won't support this motion to substitute. Carol?
Yeah, I'll limit my comments for now to the one that's on the floor, although I do think that Peter's resolution is a quite a smart compromise and to get us out of the morass we've been in on, among these options. But regarding the use of the Brown Road location for this purpose, I have two problems. And one is that I do see Office for the Aging as one that, because of the demographics, might need to be expanding. And I don't think that there's the room for expansion in the future, should we need to, and should there be federal money that will cover that, as opposed to some of the other departments that we're looking at. And then my second objection has to do with the reference, Jim, that you made to an assumption that we'd put some staff somewhere else. And we'd be making the decision on the basis of cost. And I just think it doesn't make any sense to look at the bottom line of our six different options without recognizing that if we are talking about staff, and adding staff in order to have some kind of satellite office or downtown presence, one FTE at a very, very modest $40,000 salary with fringe benefits, I don't know, $10,000 is probably very low, so $50,000 of a position per year, if you do that same analysis and just multiply it by 20 years, that's $1 million right there. So as we're comparing the bottom line prices on our little chart of prices of the options, that's your minimum. That's not the present value, I don't think, because that doesn't account for any inflation or rise in pay, and it doesn't count more staff than one, and it doesn't count staff that might cost 50 or 60 or 1,000 or more. Plus fringe. So if we're adding numbers and calculating costs, that's that one I urge people to look at carefully. And I don't support this.
All right. At this hour, I'm going to be really tough on people wanting a second bite at a discussion. Is there something new to say, Jim?
No, it's not new, but at the end, if you're going to argue numbers with me, then I will argue numbers back.
Okay. Are we ready to vote on the motion to substitute?
Can you just remind us what we're substituting for?
Right. Okay. Which if in your packet, resolution Q, page 33, to substitute this motion for anything else. So this would be the one on the floor.
So excuse me, substituting the one that says move COFA to Brown Road permanently?
Right.
Yes.
That would be, and that wouldn't be passing it. That would be just to actually vote on it. Okay? All in favor of substituting resolution Q for the prior motion? Please raise your hand. Three. Opposed? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That fails 3-12. So what's in front of us is motion to substitute Peter's resolution T for COVID to the old library T. So that's what's in front of us now.
if you want to talk about it, let's just vote on that rather than talk about it. So, Frank.
I'd like to offer substitution. I'd like to offer Resolution P, recommending the relocation of the County Office for the Aging to the Human Services Annex.
I'll second it.
That's meaning the permit. That's packet page 32, right, Frank?
32.
Okay.
32.
Moved and seconded. That, in other words, that is to make a permanent relocation to the County Office for the Aging.
Yeah, and
to the annex.
May I just quickly speak to that, Martha? Thank you. While the originally offered substitute resolution by Peter expands or highlights, we've been treated to a highlighted version. The search for additional space for either the Office for the Aging and or the Justice Center or both. Resolution P, if you go quickly to the second resolved in that, we do say that we've asked by direction that the county administrator, or in this case that would be generic, begin a search for...
Frank, hold on. There's a lot of conversation.
Oh, okay.
I'm distracted. I don't know about anybody else. Does everybody know what we're looking at? Packet page 32.
Yeah, we're just having... We're fine.
So okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Frank.
Thanks, Martha. Just want to draw your attention to the last resolve in Resolution P, which essentially directs staff to continue to look for space. And in this case, it's particular to the Justice Center, but as has already been described, any of these could be considered temporary or permanent, depending upon, as we discussed earlier tonight about rogue shoulders, things change. So I suspect that this resolution would fulfill the commitment that we made to COFA, can begin the renovations that Martha has led through the Capital Programs Committee, and I think it would do much for getting the program where those of us who supported the last failure of resolution would keep COFA downtown. I don't want to speak too much. I'd like to hear what some
Okay, Mike, and then Peter.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll vote against this because I think it ties our hands too much. It doesn't solve our problems. We have an opportunity to solve several problems at one time. This will definitely mean that the Justice Center will have to stay in the library for a considerable length of time. Anybody who was part of the search for a location for that in the past will remember that we looked at a lot of buildings, and there just wasn't a good location, and that's why it ended up in the old library. Many of us didn't want it there because we knew it would mean the old library would stay there a lot longer, and that's what happened. But now it's going to stay here even longer because we aren't going to find a place easily for the justice program, especially if we say COFA is going there permanently.
Peter?
I think there are two things missing from this Resolution P. One is the notion of flexible remodeling in building, which I think is important in general. But the second thing is the urgency of finding a reasonable place for the Community Justice Center. If you have any doubts, you should go over there and look and see what they have. It's musty, it leaks, its temperature can't be controlled, the electric power situation is bad, the toilets are bad. I mean, it is not a place where we want to get, not a place where we want to house a function that we think is an important part of the county program. And I think it's important that we recognize that need and recognize it as a par with the need for COFA. So that's why I prefer the original motion.
I also want to say that I oppose this because it doesn't take account of the fact that approximately half of the building in this Plan A, this original idea, would have gone to another agency. So that further locks us in. If you know, we could, you know, not easily, but we could theoretically move COFA out if something came up differently for them, but we'd be also building for another agency, and that just ties our hands even more. So, Will?
Yes. I would have voted for this at one point because I really, really want hope to have a good place downtown. I think Peter's alternative actually is better because it does give us the flexibility. And I'm also aware that we are collectively flying a little bit blind, even though the committee and Joe and Ralph have been working on this for quite a while. I think very few of us have actually seen the sites in question. Harrell is not here. We are awaiting a report which hopefully will give some guidance in terms of some modifications to this existing, you know, Building C or perhaps the courthouse, which may in fact be a better location for COFA. And perhaps that will become clear before we even have to make that move, or at least the direction. So I think flexibility at this point is wise, and so for that reason I will be voting against this.
If it's possible to vote on this motion to substitute without a lot
move
more conversation.
To postpone. I'm looking at the order.
Then the motion says postpone the whole thing.
I'm going to move to postpone Frank's substitution till after discussion of Peter's motion. I'm looking at the order of precedence of motions of Robert's rules, and it takes precedence to move to postpone a motion to a certain time. So that's the time I'm proposing.
Jonathan?
You who don't like to have a motion turned.
Well, just a minute, please. I'm asking the attorney for an opinion.
I guess I'm confused. What are you moving? You're moving.
I just want to postpone consideration of Frank's motion till after we proceed with Peter's motion.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. I mean, it's already on the table. It's already been discussed by a lot of people.
If we want to talk about Peter's motion, we should vote no on this. If Peter's motion fails, we can always bring this one back. Won't that be fun? So,
can we?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I think Peter's is a nice compromise, and I would support that. But if that doesn't fly,
so let's give it a shot.
Support Frank's.
Okay. Are we ready to vote on Kathy?
I thought I was in line.
Okay, wasn't sure.
Okay. Is anybody in front of me or?
No.
Okay. Even though several people have discussed the substitute resolution, I'll confine my remarks to Resolution P, and what I'll say about it is that I like it because it's concise and because it actually makes a decision. It's not squishy. It doesn't allow for another bait and switch. It doesn't set up a situation where we don't make a decision and it can be postponed for several meetings. This is really important, and the fact is it's COFA that's being kicked out of the building. It's COFA that is going to be homeless. It's COFA that has not had a home, has been looking around for over 20 years. It's COFA whose population is growing and, as many have acknowledged, is likely going to experience some need for growth. As somebody that has served on the Capital Plan Review Committee and as somebody who has a bit of a construction background, I can tell you that there is some flexibility in the proposed situation over at Human Services Annex with regard to conference room, table, shared space, that anybody that can use CAD drawings or can move little pieces around on a piece of paper could come up with solutions for, and that we can do, and that certainly Arel and Joe it could do it at our direction. We got to belly up here and start saying what we want. This actually does solve a lot of problems that we have. I know there are people that are distressed that there's water dripping. Why some of them were more willing to have water dripping on the heads of our seniors, I don't know, and I'm not going to go in there because that falls into the trap that many of us have fallen into, and that is pitting departments against each other, pitting constituencies against each other. In fact, these are, despite attempts otherwise, two separate things, and combining them in so many resolutions and having so many possibilities is confusing to people. Discussing them at the end of a very long meeting is also confusing to people. It makes for bad decisions, which, and I will just for a second, point to a certain piece of paper. This one, I believe, will do. So I'm going to stick with Resolution P. It's clear. It's what we should be doing. It's a decision. Let's go.
All in favor? Can we vote on motion to substitute?
Will somebody just be clear what it is we're substituting for what?
Of course.
Thank you.
All in favor of substituting P instead of the new T? Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That fails 4 to 11. 4 to 11. What's in front of us is Peter's substitute T. Motion to substitute that instead of the resolution from the committee. Can we are ready to vote on that? Not to approve it, to substitute it so it's the main motion. Okay?
In place of what?
As I just said, the committee's motion, which was COVID to the old library temporarily.
What's the letter of that motion?
It is T.
So substituting T for T?
Exactly.
No, that's not right. We're not substituting T for T. It's a substitute resolution for resolution T.
Yellow T for white T.
Yeah. All in favor of substituting. All in favor of substituting, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. That passes 11 to 4. What is in front of us on the table now is the new resolution T with the yellow text. I'm going to really ask the people who haven't spoken to speak first.
I've got Brian, a motion to amend.
Brian, Jim, Pat, Dooley, and Kathy.
Motion to amend.
And Lesson, after Kathy. Brian.
Does she want to amend this?
No, I'm calling on you, Brian.
She's not letting me.
Okay. first off, I like the word, I wish we'd use it all the time, recommend the temporary relocation, because as somebody has already put it, in my eye anyway, every relocation is temporary because our needs change. I don't have a problem with doing this as it's written. Ultimately, I would like to see the Community Justice Center in the annex building. I think it's a good fit. Square footage wise, its proximity to probation, the neighborhood, things like that, it fits. I would like to see COFA. First off, we have so many things out there. Our capital plan, which is coming out, may very well be able to fit them. I've heard stuff about possible purchase and construction of the library location, which may ultimately be able to fit COFA into it. All these, as Will put it, a lot of these things, you're kind of shooting in the dark. But for now, COFA has got to get out. I have changed my mind in terms of, let's face it, my constituency would love to have this up on Brown Road. A lot of them don't even like to come downtown. They don't even know how to get there. But, I'm talking, one-way streets and that sort of stuff.
Smooth roads, still.
But the people have spoken. It should be in downtown. It should be centrally located. I get it. But ultimately, I would like to see the Community Justice Center up there and another spot yet to be determined for COFA. But for now, COFA's got to get out. They've got to get out of this building. I agree with Peter in terms of let's make it flexible, or even if you have to build it to something, build it with the Community Justice Center in mind, because I think that's what we may hope to ultimately put in there anyway.
Brian, that reminds me of something that if we'd done reports, I would have told you first. And I think it will help the discussion if I insert here a piece of the Capital Plan Committee report, which is that Arel gave us a report at the committee meeting last Thursday about the center of government study that Holt is conducting. We'll have a final, full report at the end of September. We expect at our September committee meeting to have a preliminary report, and he said they're looking at four options: a large center of government, a small center of government, a status quo, and expansion of Building C as a sort of mini, you know, because as Peter said, we have to get out of here. A lot of dominoes fall. That an expansion of Building C could be built, and it seems that, and we haven't programmed it yet, but one of the options that we are looking at that could be decided in the very near term would be that expansion might fit planning and COFA. That, because planning would move, because we'd move over there, and so that is an option that we don't have the full report on yet, but I wanted people to know that is being looked at, and we will know quite soon what that might look like. So that's another option.
Martha, just remind me, Building C is...
Oh, is where the Board of Elections and Assessment is.
Oh.
It faces on Buffalo Street.
No. Okay.
So the expansion would be out into the parking lot here?
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll finish just by saying more reason to start using things like temporarily instead of permanent.
Although someday we're not going to be doing this kind of thing anymore. I honestly, Jim, you're next.
Okay. Yeah, I am. Martha, you just said, honestly, we're not going to be doing this sort of thing. As a matter of fact, you are going to be doing this sort of thing if you do the substitute resolution, because someone mentioned the word concise, precise. The only concise resolution is Q. All the rest are half done.
Did I see Peter next?
No, I said me.
Pat.
After Jim. Am I wrong? At the top of page 2 of Peter's resolution, the first full whereas, is that accurate that the legislature has articulated its desire and intent to keep COFA in a central, accessible downtown location at all times? I mean, I guess it could be inferred by the negative vote, but I'm not sure that we have in an affirmative sense articulated as a legislature.
You're saying the second whereas, is that what you're asking?
No, because there's a whole bunch of whereases over on this side. It's the first full whereas. The one ahead of it starts on the other page.
Line 6.
It looks to me like line 5. Line 5, 6, and 7.
I think, Pat, that if we pass this resolution, it constitutes articulating the desire and intent to keep COFA downtown.
But it's not worded that way.
Well, okay. If you go back to the other side, the second whereas, it's the first edition, states it is the desire of this legislature to retain justice and COFA in suitable and more permanent downtown locations. So that, in other words, if we pass this, that's one of the things we're stipulating. Oh, okay? Is that what your question
is? I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Pam?
One of the reasons that this...
You're out of order, Kathy, but you are after Pam.
Thank you.
One of the reasons that this resolution is less precise than the previous resolution is because the situation is not a precise situation. Things are by the nature of this resolution, things are in a state of flux, and I think it's that. I think it's the recognition of that and trying to just deal with that, which I think it makes it an appealing resolution.
Kathy Van Dooley.
Thank you. That's precisely the problem with me. I don't want to see COFA get fluxed. in this situation, and I think the impreciseness of this resolution allows the possibility that COFA will get caught up in the flux. I believe that there is so much room here that the possibility exists that some mythical relocation will end up being a space that is not only not central and not accessible, that it will fulfill my constituents and yours' worst expectations. I want to take a minute and talk about the elephant in the room here, and this might be problematic for some of y'all, but there's been some discussion about the neighborhood, the neighbors, people who don't like to come downtown. I live downtown. I represent a downtown constituency. A lot of us like to walk. A lot of us are very diverse. In fact, we want to have COFA downtown, and a lot of the people that are clients of COFA are not only diverse, they like a diverse community. The fact is the neighborhood, which consists of an area of State Street that's undergoing a lot of revitalization, is a very vibrant area. It's not a place to be afraid of. It's not a place to segregate certain groups of people to. And I believe that much of the undercurrent of this discussion has had to do with what I believe to be certain biases that no one but me is willing to talk about. I would like to see us, if this is really part of the thing of, okay, let's put the Community Justice Center people there, and then that way we don't have to worry about our people that are afraid to go downtown. We can put COFA someplace that's nicer, that's easier. Our population, our neighborhood won't be at risk. Please, let's talk about what's going on here. If we really believe in economic development, we want to enhance the downtown location. What we want to do is have a vital community and a vital part of State Street, have lots of diverse traffic, that the kind that COFA would provide. I want to say that the substitute resolution is not acceptable to me for a number of reasons, but what I really wanted to speak to was what isn't being spoken about here, and that is a segregation not just of the elderly, but of downtown residents, people of color, poor people. We need to pay attention in this county to inclusiveness and diversity. Oh, that's one of our policies. Let's start living it a little better, please.
Dooley, then me, then Peter, then Frank.
Marga. I've been in the lineup.
I'm sorry, that's right. You're Dooley, then Leslin, then me.
So the substitute resolution from Peter's presentation. It certainly isn't my first choice, but I find it a sensible way to proceed, given what we know about how information will be forthcoming in the near future. I want to offer two amendments to this resolution that simply clarify that. I'm looking at the second whereas, which is the first yellow whereas. It's one of the many line ones. And the second whereas, the third whereas, line 4, line 5 says, purchase of the Human Services Annex to relocate COFA, I'd like to insert, and a related human service agency, because our resolution that bought the building knew that it was bigger than was necessary for COFA. So I just want to make that accurate there.
And let Hold on, I'll do just a second, Julie. Somebody remind me, did we vote to substitute this one? So this is now on the floor.
Yes.
So we can amend it.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's
right. And your addition is and a related human service
agency.
Agency.
That
all right, Julie,
just a
second.
That's what we voted on.
That is, in Peter's resolution, it's the third whereas.
The third whereas from the top?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The third whereas, where it says services annex to relocate COFA and you're adding, and a related human service agency. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Because that reflects what we actually voted on. And on page 2 of the resolution on the floor, it's a continuation of a whereas. It starts on the bottom of page 1, but on page 2, it says, such alternatives include the public or private reuse or redevelopment of the old library, or, and this is what I want to change, or an alternative coming from the report of the Center of Government study and due by the end of September, which includes what I heard spelled out. just a few minutes ago.
Or an alternative, comma.
An alternative coming from the report. Instead of an alternative center of government project, it's an alternative coming from the report of the center of government study, which is due in September.
Okay.
Point of order. Do I have the right to accept these as friendly or not?
Yes, you do.
All right. I accept them as friendly.
And the seconder was Will?
Yes.
That's friendly?
Yes.
So as long as Kathy's got those.
So I'm not changing anything. I'm supporting this.
Okay. So those are now part of the main motion. Leslin and then myself.
So, Peter, I appreciate your efforts to come up with something that we can wrap ourselves around. I am, like many people have expressed, committed to keeping COFA downtown. However, I feel very strongly that none of our employees or clients should be working, living, and attending programs in conditions that are deplorable. I've lived it. It is not acceptable. So this, and the reason why I would support this resolution as it is, as opposed to the one that Frank brought up, is because it would allow for us to do some diligent work to make sure there's a place for the Justice Center. It's very important. Our employees should not be living in those conditions. I bring this from a place of, and it's interesting that Kathy mentioned diversity and inclusion, because that's what I was thinking about, not necessarily the way Kathy articulated. But this for me speaks to a matter of inclusion and what we've been talking about. We have a population of people in our seniors who often get left on the sidelines and get pushed aside. But we also espouse how important it is that people feel like they belong and that we provide the necessary services and accessibility that they can reach their full potential. That's what inclusion is all about. So if we're going to do this for our seniors, and our seniors have come out in numbers, they've sent us emails, they've called, and they said, this is what will work for us. Yes, Jim. Most people, as long as they're mobile, can get to places. But it's not always very easy to get back from those places to the length of wait time in between from one bus to the next. Doesn't make it as easily accessible, especially for folks who don't drive, who can't jump in their car and get from A to B. Again, I live this. So more than anything else, I just want to really emphasize that if we are trying to help people do what we say in our diversity statement, in our competencies about reaching their full potential, feeling like they belong and feeling like they have access to services, they have access to what they need to live life to its fullest and to get to the place they need to get to, then this resolution feels like it's getting to the place where I can be supportive, because it also says to our employees and our clients of the Justice Center that we care about you too. You're not just some cast aside. And we are concerned that this building could potentially be very sick and not a place that you should be in. So I appreciate the work you did on this. I had a chance to see it, and I will vote in favor of this. I do want to, Martha, talk about what Kathy was bringing up about T for T, which there needs to be some clarification on, is it TA and TB? Because substituting T for T in our minutes seems squishy and not very clear.
I don't know how these were, the numbers.
And so perhaps there's a way of seeing a difference in the T's as opposed to the yellow T and the white T. That may not necessarily show up someplace.
Well, the titles are obviously different.
So
the titles are different. Could we
so maybe it's T substitute resolution because it says that. But something that's clearer than just T for T.
Okay. Well, in the minutes, the substitute and the notes, the title will be in there, right, Kathy?
Title and a resolution number.
And a resolution number. Okay, the resolution number comes out of the chronological order for the whole from the whole year. So
right, no, I understand that. What did Kathy do? Kathy, what did you just say?
I asked for clarification.
No, not you, Kathy. This Kathy. Kathy Covert.
The resolution T, the letter T, won't appear in the minutes.
It will be the title of the resolution.
Title of the resolution and the resolution number. It will be assigned
to
the number.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Leslie. And again, because I didn't do a real committee report, I want to make you aware that this idea came from Lisa Holmes at the committee meeting on Thursday. It was the end of a 2.5-hour meeting when everybody was tired. But Lisa actually suggested that, well, could we think about putting COFA in the annex temporarily and seeing, you know, how things develop. Then over the weekend, and I really want to thank Lisa for this week and ask you to speak on it if you'd like to. I had conversations with Lisa. Joe and I talked. Lisa and Joe talked. Peter got in the mix. And so there was a real evolution of thinking, and because at first it was just like, wait a minute, that was just too different of an idea at that point in the meeting and too late to really consider it. But over the weekend and then yesterday and this morning, we were able to, you know, process it and put this together. And, you know, Peter added a lot of the language here. So I think that this new resolution accomplishes a lot of things in a complicated environment. I especially feel good that, you know, the conversations I had with Lisa, and if you would like to talk to Lisa, I welcome you to come to the mic. Either one.
Do we still have a list of resolutions?
Thank you, Martha, and I want to thank everyone on the legislature for this has been a long and rather complicated and tiring process for everyone. But I know that it's been a good process. I think that people have been speaking their minds. There's been lots of options on the table. Lots of members of the public and seniors have come and spoken their minds, and I feel that they've really been heard as to the importance of keeping services downtown. So I appreciate that they've been taken seriously and that their concerns have been heard. My thinking on this has also, you know, been in process, and of course, you know, my preferred option has always been permanency in downtown. But this option is, you know, I think a very good option. It offers us functional space from which we can serve the public. We can remain in the space indefinitely until there's, you know, another suitable location. We can work with this, and it also, you know, serves greater needs in the county, which I'm also sympathetic to. So I guess that's what I want to say, and I'm happy with this option.
Thank you, Lisa. And I would just mention that we, Arell's been out of town, but the idea embedded in this is that Justice Center staff and COFA staff would work together with the architects and try to figure out the right overlay of what are the things that maybe need to be built in, like an extra bathroom, for example, to accommodate the Justice Center, and what other things can work. So I think both staffs will be involved. I thank you for your flexibility. And I also want to say, I personally support this. I value both of the programs and am sensitive to the fact that clients for the Justice Center are not likely to, you know, or haven't shown up. And I'm not surprised that that's true. But some of us, we have to speak sort of for them. Anyway. And also that we've been really made more sensitive about the maintenance issues at the old library, and when Arell gets back, I think we will be sort of elevating those concerns to a higher level and trying to prioritize the needs that, as they can be addressed at the old library. I've got Peter, then Frank, then Will. Peter.
I've lost track.
Frank. Oh, is there anything you want to say?
I don't think I have anything to say.
Frank.
Thanks, Martha. I'm probably going to support this resolution because it, at least in a temporary, can be another 13 years, Lisa, you know, the way some of us have been looking at this. It puts COFA at least in the building that we bought for them, and I think it would help the dust to settle a little bit and probably give Pat a little peace of mind, too, so she can make some planning for the Justice Center. But, Martha, you began to address something that I was going to raise. Two items. One, with all the work that Peter's done to make sure he's covered every base in this resolution, there isn't any mention, and I think Leslin began to address it. Regardless of who stays in the library, we really need to put some quick investment into that so that regardless of who's there, the roof isn't leaking on anybody's head and the mold that's there is taken care of. And I don't know how much money that is, and maybe that's part of what you were saying Arel will address when he gets back. But we ought to have some reference somewhere that it's the intention that we'll put some bucks into the library so that we can address the concerns that have been raised.
Can we trust Joe to tell Arel and you know, that that's our idea, and
it's
rather
okay
than wordsmith some more?
I don't really want to wordsmith this at all. Now go to the second to the last resolve. I want someone to define for me the words provide suitable and more stable locations, because 6 months from now or a day and a half from now or tomorrow morning when we wake up and review what we've passed, someone's going to have to make a determination as to what's the script. How will we know when we have found suitable, more stable space for either of these programs? Are we going to have a checklist?
And who, I'm going to ask so, Joe, who actually did the final blending of these things.
You're going to ultimately define that, because the way I'm reading this is we are now charged with going out and looking at options for both of these uses, for the Justice Center and for COFA, seeing what's out there, looking at the Center of Government report as it comes back, and looking at the options available and bringing those options, probably with some recommendations, back to the Capital Plan Review Committee, ultimately to the full legislature, for you to decide these are the right options for those uses.
Okay. As long as we have some, even what you've just said is on the record someplace.
Yeah. And I have taken a note, by the way, as we're talking about current conditions in the Justice,
in
the old library.
Okay. Thanks, Martha.
Will, Jim, Peter.
Thanks, Martha. I noticed, and I thank you for allowing us to hear from Lisa. I noticed that Pat has been sitting through this whole meeting, and I didn't know if she had anything that you wanted to add to the discussion. Don't feel on the...
I believe that it's the right decision for COFA to go to the annex building. We can sit tight where we are and, you know, and wait for the space. And, you know, I'll be glad to work with Joe and working diligently to find that space. So I think it's the right decision.
Thank you. I think you're being perhaps too a little lenient based on, you know, Peter and I both toured the place the same time, and I was quite disturbed at what I was seeing, and I really hope that we can move very swiftly.
Thank you.
So.
Okay. Anything new, Jim?
It's almost mind-boggling that the conversation has gone around to the potential. We own two buildings, great space. One will get renovated, the other a little bit. It would solve the problem of
people being in really bad space in the library. And, you know, it is incredible to me that we would spend 10 cents more than we have to spend on that library. You know, Resolution Q solves your problem. You have two great spaces, and the library is out of the picture. And I can tell you, I can promise you, one member, I will never support any more money to the library than necessary to, you know, the $80,000 that we're spending right now to keep that place open when you have other options right in front of you. And it really hurts, I think, for people that support moving into our space that I have to listen to. You know, I'm making this decision, or people are making this decision based on race or anything else. I mean, it just beyond the pale for me.
Peter?
I just want to make a couple of comments to things that people said. One is, it is vague. The words are all vague. Sorry. The words are all vague in this resolution. Suitable space is vague. You can't define it. That's the reality of the situation. You can't define it till you see it. And the person that makes the decision about what's suitable is the group that's around this table. But it expresses, as far as I'm concerned, it expresses the sense that these programs are important and they have their needs and they have to be located in structures and locations that will satisfy their needs. And I think that's enough. With regard to the current status in the old library, I don't think that we've discovered, Will and I have discovered, anything that Aurel doesn't already know. I think that if it were easy to fix, it would have been fixed. I'm no expert in this, but I was given explanations for why, in fact, things that I thought would be trivial to fix were not trivial to fix. I think it's a good idea to take a fresh look at the list of complaints and to see what can be done about it, but honestly, I'm not very hopeful that there will be much that can be done at an expense, at a cost that would be reasonable for a building that we're trying to get out of.
Okay, I'm pretty sure people know how they're going to vote,
yeah.
And I would like to ask that we do that. I want to just make clear that we have no accommodation for the other human service agency in this, and if somebody is ready to call the question, I would be a really happy person.
May I speak, please?
If there's something new. Kathy, and then Dooley, and then Will.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This resolution isn't something that I thought I could live with. There's too much about it that's squishy. When I hear three people I respect and care about being willing to go there, even though I'm reminded of Jim Hightower saying the only thing you find in the middle of the road is a yellow stripe and dead armadillos, I will make an exception and be willing to compromise tonight and support this resolution. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Dooley?
The emphasis on building flexible space, I was just remembering that when we built the Human Services Building, it was to be built with maximum flexibility so that programs could be reconfigured as necessary. And it's a nice thing to try to do, and it's hard to do. So I hope it'll work this time.
Will?
Call the question.
Is there a second? Peter calls. Peter seconds. All in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That passes 14 to 1. All right. On the main motion, which includes the language Dooley added, all in favor, please raise your hand.
Aye.
Opposed? It passes 12 to 3. All right. Thank you. I think we need another break. If we could take a 5-minute break.
All the other resolutions that you
We're in recess.